Today is April 9th, 2020. It is Thursday. This podcast is for South Africans who want to immigrate to Canada, but also specifically for a certain group of South Africans, those who already qualify to come to Canada as soon as possible. Before I continue, I want to tell you who I am. My name is Audrey and I immigrated to Canada 21 years ago. I was born in the unromantic town of Krugersdorp, and I first moved to a small town in Canada. I now live in White Rock in British Columbia, about an hour outside of Vancouver. BC is beautiful at the moment. We have daffodils and tulips blooming and summer's coming. But at the moment, we have COVID-19 pandemic situations all over Earth. On this specific day, on April 9th, South Africa's stay at home was extended by 2 weeks. This means that the 21 days will not end 9 days from now. So many of you have listened to me before. I've made 63 Afrikaans podcasts because Afrikaans is my first language. It's so much easier to do it in Afrikaans. But this one, I specifically want to do in English, just because it's critically important that more people understand what I'm saying. I want to make a few things very clear. I'm not an immigration specialist. I'm just a storyteller. I started helping people to immigrate just because I had so many questions that were so simple for me to answer. I moved to Canada with four young children and they struggled. I lived in a small town and I didn't like it. I've now been here 21 years and I love every moment of being here. Yet, I'm still South African, and South Africa is still my country. Oh, and I think of my Canadian friends and my American friends, and I deeply apologize for saying those words, but it's the truth. I'm South African, and this is where my heart will always be. I'm grateful to Canada for 21 years of peace and safety, and for a wonderful life for my children, and for myself and my husband. But during this time where we have a pandemic on Earth, I want to help a few very specific South Africans who are in South Africa under lockdown at the moment. You are the immigrants that have already qualified to come to Canada. And you have to come now. Who are you? You have landed immigrant status or permanent resident status, and you already have a date to fly. The Government of Canada announced this week that they would be bringing back 400,000 Canadians. Now, if they say that, they mean you. Because remember, the only difference between being a Canadian and having a Canadian passport and having landed immigrant status is the fact that you cannot vote on landed immigrant status. Other than that, you are Canadian. You are a Canadian and Canada is saying, come home. This is very weird because you've never been here. But you have to come while the doors are still open. And I'm saying this with this little nervous laugh that I normally give when I'm quite speechless and I don't quite know how to say this well. This offer is not going to go on forever. Yes, 400,000 Canadians want to come home, and they are assuming that you in South Africa, who have the status of being Canadian, fall into that category. So come home. This is what you wanted, this is what you planned for, and this is what you've spent years and thousands of dollars on. You were supposed to land a week ago. You couldn't. But now you can. And yes, it's going to cost you dearly. But just let's talk about the money. To come to Canada at the moment, you probably have to pay $3,000 per person. You have to do 2 very long plane flights. And on this aeroplane, you have a very big chance of being infected. That's all right. When you get to Canada, you will have to go into 2 weeks of quarantine. And that's okay. And on the other side, you're already saying, Audrey, but you don't understand. We did not budget for this. We don't have the money. Our flights were cancelled and $3,000 per person for a family of five. Are you joking? No, I'm not. I'm saying this is what's going to get you into Canada now and not 2 years from now. I want you to know that this is day 18 of lockdown for me, and it's horrid. I thought that I would do much, much better. I'm a writer. I can sit in my closet where I'm making these stories for hours and I can tell stories. This one on immigration is so very, very hard for me, and the one that I feel today that I have to make. I want to put a few awful truths on the table. Number one is the South African rand. It's already 13 to 1. It is going to go down. You have to get your South African money out of South Africa as soon as possible. The next thing on the table, which is the elephant in the room, is that the pandemic in South Africa is going to get much, much worse. It's going to get out of control. And on this one, you just have to believe me. And I want to jump in with the words that I so often say in Afrikaans. I am not the boss of immigration. I am not the person saying you have to, you must. I'm making small suggestions. And the word a small suggestion comes from China. I worked there, and the Chinese often said that they would make a small suggestion. And that was almost a must. So in this case, the reason why I'm saying that I'm making a small suggestion, which is a must, is because Canada is going to lock down this country at some point and you will not be able to get in. And now you are shouting and saying, Audrey, I'm one of the people in the process of getting this ready. We were hoping for July. This podcast is not for you. At this moment, I cannot give you hope. Now, those of you who do qualify, you shouting at me and saying, Audrey, you do not understand. We have nothing in place in Vancouver at the moment. We're supposed to fly to Toronto. We have nowhere to live. That is all right. Just come. If you have a piece of paper that makes it legal for you to enter Canada, from this day on, from April 9th, you are going to get onto a plane. And you are going to come. And will it be hard? Yes. This is going to be the hardest thing that you've ever done. Immigrating in itself is very, very tough. Really, really hard. But to immigrate with a pandemic on earth, where people are out of jobs, etc., etc., that is going to be one of the most difficult things that you will ever do. But once you are in Canada, things will get a little brighter. Why? Why am I saying things will get a little brighter? Because Canada is a first world country. Canada is going to suffer immensely on a financial level to keep its citizens okay. Again, my nervous little laugh. To a point where people will get their jobs back. In third world countries, it's probably never going to happen again. And it feels terrible saying this. I want you to do me a favor. After you've listened to this, there is a story that I tell in English. It is about a little orange bucket, and I wrote this in Guatemala. I want you to listen to this story just to pick you up a little bit, just because it's silly and not the truth. I'm going to end by telling you what we have in place in the province of British Columbia. If you're going somewhere else, I don't know what's happening. You'll have to ask them. But here we don't have to pay our mortgages at the moment. People do not have to pay rent. I don't have to pay my property tax. All of these are deferred. Now that just means that they are going to charge you interest, but that you can put it off for a few months. We have unemployment benefits. So many people are using that at the moment. It's costing Canada billions of dollars. But people use their EI. And then, of course, we have free medical, and I've said that already. So if you do get sick and you do go into intensive care and you are on a ventilator, it will cost you nothing. I'm going to end with these words. I'm South African. So are you. You are much, much braver than you think. If you have already done the entire process of immigrating here and you have permanent resident status, you are going to stand up today and pick a date and you are going to move.